بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سيدنا شرف وجاد الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد اختر صاحب رحمة الله عليه. The title of which is بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے اشاک کے مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے اشاک کے مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. اختر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا,
ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد اللہ المصطفى, اما بعد. Friends, these are ash'ar of great lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where can we even understand anything besides a literal meaning? Understanding a little bit of Urdu, we'll try and put forward a little bit literal meaning. May God that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts ikhlas in our tongue, make us say what is right. And first of all, it has an effect on us, on myself, and thereafter on everybody else, so that we can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us, which is the object of life. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi has entitled this poem, Hifazat Another, to look after one's gaze. They say that which the eyes do not see, the heart does not grieve about. If everything starts off from the eyes. If you don't see a person's huge bungalow and you're living in a hut, you'll be satisfied with it. But the moment you see something beyond your capacities, the moment you set gaze upon something, now that thing settles in the heart. Now the heart becomes restless. Now a person loses his sleep. Now his health deteriorates. Now his thoughts, he may be eating, he may be sleeping, he may be in his work, but his mind is somewhere else. So he falls at the nazar. This is very, very important. And as we learn here, the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran Sharif, wherever Allah commands anything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the parts of the command, أقم الصلاة, that establish salah, آتو الزكاة, pay zakah. But when it came to the safeguarding of the gazers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the male folks separately, and then he addressed the women folks separately. That is, قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. That our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to the men folks that they should lower their gazers. And thereafter, in the very next line, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قل للمؤمنات. Now say to the women folks that they should lower their gazers. One time, a blind sahabi came to the house of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the women folk to go behind parda, to make parda. They said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is blind. His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is blind, he cannot see, but you can see. So you can see that is from both ways. And as we learn here in the majlis, Hazrat says that even the motor car industry, they learn from this ayat of Quran Sharif, that when somebody is coming, when a car is coming from the front, who's got his bright light, approaching another car, then dip your light. Because if there's bright from both sides, then what will happen? It will end up in an accident. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, males and females, lower your gazes. When the opposite sex comes in front, the opposite gender, then just lower your gaze, you will find sukoon adil, you will find contentment in your heart. Friends, Hazrat Wala in the first couplet says, Be parda haseenon se hua tang zamana, aankhon ne shuru kar diya dil ko satana. That these uncovered dollies, these people who don't have parda, they have really made us restless. They have begun to trouble us because of our gazes falling on them, because we see them and we don't look after our gazes. Then, now what has happened? Aankhon ne shuru kar diya dil ko satana. Now the heart has become restless because of that which the eyes have seen. We complain so many a times that what can we do? Everywhere you just see is women folk. And now the world, every government you see, their policies, 50% women folk, 60%, there must be so many percent in government. You go anywhere, whether it's the banks, whether it's the post office, whether it's the shopping malls, whether it's the airport, you say, but Mawlana, what must we do? Everywhere you see, you only see women. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi said very, very beautifully that this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving out the certificates of His wilayat. That every time, wo samne aage, hum nabina ho gaye. وہ سامنے سے ہٹ گئے ہم پھر بھی نہ ہو گئے. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these eyelids, and Allah made it so easy that we didn't have to press a button somewhere on our knee or on the elbow, that now I want to close my eyes, I've got to press a button, or I've got to do something. You need electricity, ESCOM, power failure, now I can't close my eyes. You don't need electricity. Just close the eyes, just rub the eyelids, and you will see that you will find so much sukoon adil, you will find so much contentment of heart. Friends, in the next couple of Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. It is not possible that a difference does not come into their features. That as we always learn here, that you are giving your heart to this young woman, one day she's going to become crouched, a hunchback, she's going to have a misled command, then now she will become like a bow, then walking with a stick, and number 11 glasses, two long yellow seeds sticking out of her mouth. It's the same woman that you are running after. Now what has happened to you? Now it is not possible that a change does not come in the features. Their beauty is temporary. Agar dil dena ho, to unko de, jisne unko rang baksha. If you want to give your heart to somebody, then give it to that being who gave them their beauty, who made somebody white, who made somebody black, who made somebody brown, who made somebody yellow. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave all these features. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So give your heart to that being who gave all this beauty. Further, Hazrat Allah Abdullah Ali says, لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو نے ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. If you do not look after your eyes, if you do not lower your gazes, then it is impossible that you will have contentment of heart. It is impossible that you safeguard your heart. Many a time a person says that I don't have to show my Islam. When you say about the beard, he says, I don't have to show my Islam. My Islam is in my heart. And as Allah teaches us so beautifully, the heart has got its own problems. It's got angina, and it's got a leaking valve, and then you've got a heart attack, and you've got different problems of the heart. The heart has got its own problems. Don't put the beard there. Put the beard where it's supposed to be. Put it on its face, on your face. Like that. Just yesterday, I was listening to one bayan of an alim, and he's speaking of a person who passed away. Just before passing, he says that these youngsters, they call it jacking up. That will keep our beard and slowly will increase it. This person slowly jacking up, he kept his beard and it came to a full length. Thereafter he passed away. When he passed away, his other friend also said, he saw him in a dream. He was also jacking up, slowly bringing the beard to its full length. He saw this friend who died in a dream. And he asked him, what happened? So that friend held his beard and he said, This is what saved me. This is what he said in the dream. So we think these things to be trivial. We think these things to be small. You tell a woman that make parda. She says, my Islam is in my heart. I don't have to show my Islam to anybody. Leave the heart problems to the heart and do what you have to do. Put the beard in its place, put the parda in its place, and then see what contentment of heart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow us with. Then حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ says in the next couplet, آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہے اس دل کا سکو بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانہ. In looking after the gazes, there is contentment of heart. No matter what your nafs tells you, you're driving past, you see some woman going past, now you say, I just want to see if it's a black woman or a white woman. Maybe let me just see if it's somebody I know. Let me see if it's somebody from the neighbor. How can a Muslim woman dress like this? So nafs will give you different excuses to look. And now don't listen to your nafs. Because Sayyidina Yusuf ala Nabiyyina alayhi salatu wasalam, being a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, son of a Nabi, grandson of a Nabi, what a great maqam. And he says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, that I do not trust my nafs. I do not, إِنَّ النَّفْسِ لَأَمَّارَ, that this nafs is definitely, it will lead you, not Amir, Ammara, it will always lead you towards su, towards that which is evil. So look after your nafs and look after your gazes. Don't give in to your nafs. Don't become himmat chor. We've got that himmat which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into us. Like Hazrat Allah mentioned last week, that himmat we got to use it. Because there is not to say that I cannot, and I'm so weak. At the time when you have to use it, practice on that himmat and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the person with. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, dhoka hai tujhe lut haseeno se milega, iblis ke kehne se bhi se kabhi us pe na jana. This is just a deception that I will look and I will get some contentment. I will enjoy myself. Remember that committing guna, displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like drinking salt water. The more you drink, the more you will feel thirsty. It will never ever quench your thirst. Now you feel that I'll just look at this one and then I will end. It will never end there. And the remedy for all this will get only from the spiritual doctors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, pagal ki tarah phirte hai us shaaf e majazi, bechain hai jin raat ye badnaam e zamana. These people, they are running around restless. Pagal ki tarah, like mad people. And as Hazrat Allah has taught us, that a person went to the mad hospital and in the first cubicle they saw a person and they were saying, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. visitor asked the doctor, what's wrong with this person? He said, no, this person wanted to marry a girl by the name of Shabnam, and he couldn't, she got married to somebody else, so he went mad. And that's from then, he went to the next cubicle, and there they found the person saying, whoo, 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 all the time. So the person visiting asked the doctor, what's the case for this person? He said, this is the person who got married to Shabnam. He also went mad. So, pagal ki tarah, that when we're running behind all these temporary duties, then we are going to lose our mind. Give our mind, give our heart to that being who has given us this heart. Because on the day of Qiyamah, inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum. Allah is not going to look at his features. Allah is not going to look at our material status. Allah is going to look at the heart. So this heart, then we can give it only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be more beloved to us than anybody and anything else. In the next couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah says, Rehna hai agar chain se, sun lo ye meri baat, aankhon ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. That if you want, the Hazrat says that if you want to live in peace, then listen to this one talk of mine. And what pain Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying. One time in one majlis, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah said that I'm giving you the experience of my 84 years of life. How much effort they made. They spent their whole life, day and night, in trying to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then putting it into a small capsule, they're giving us everything. Like that Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying, that if you want to live in peace and contentment, you want to find sukoon and ease, then listen to this one talk of mine. Don't ever let your gazes meet the gazes of the opposite gender. Because in that, an accident will happen, and after that, you'll see that everything will go wrong. Where everything was moving smoothly, you had a good family, you had a good job, you had a good business, you had everything running for you, and now everything went wrong. And now you don't know where to hide your face. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And in the last couple of Hazrat Rasulullah, he says, Akhtar ki ye ek baat nasihat ki suno tum. Murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. That Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is taking his name, saying that listen to this one advice of mine. Just this one advice. And this is the sickness, is not an epidemic, a pandemic, the whole world is involved in it. Learned and unlearned, special and ordinary. Every person, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah put his hand on his finger on the pulse of the ummah, and he said that this is the bimari, this is the sickness of the ummah. That just don't make your gazes meet the gaze of the opposite gender. Inshallah, Allah will bless us with sukoon in this world, at the time of death, in sabr and in akhirah. Allah bless me with understanding first of all, thereafter everybody else.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina attafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Few things that we benefited from and we found it very beneficial. And as usual, we try and share it with our friends. Inshallah, all will benefit from it. From this very ayat also, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah, fear Allah. Get the fear of Allah, have taqwa, become pious, become righteous, make your islah. And how to do that? Wakunu ma'as-sadiqeen. And be with the righteous and the pious people, the sadiqeen. Normally, shaitan bluffs us, that the sadiqeen, the real pious people, they have passed away. Well, as long as a person lives, we don't appreciate. But after he has passed away, then we say that now the golden bird has flown its nest. Now it's gone. Now we can't benefit from that. So Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab, Damat Barakatum, explained that Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the easiest way to make your islah, to become pious and righteous, is to read the kitabs of the righteous and the pious, those who have passed away. And by reading their kitabs, their life story, the kitabs they have written, it is like sitting in their company. So you are with the sadiqeen, so to say, and you are convinced that they are the pious. As long as a person is living, Shaitan puts all types of, he's like this, he did that, he's like this, people are talking that about. But when he has passed away, and the righteous, the pious, mashallah, how many of them, what Mubarak moth Allah gives them, and what their position is. So now you got no doubts, and the kitabs are present also. And by reading the kitabs, it's like sitting in their presence. So easy. And Haji Saab explained that this is the very easy way. And by reading the kitab, like for example, and the greatest kitab to read, Allah give us Tawfiq, Quran Sharif, the book of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reads Quran Sharif, Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says, if a person read Quran and he took qasam that he spoke to Allah, he's correct, he doesn't have to give kafara. So you are like in the company of Allah Tabaraka. When we are reading Quran Sharif, Allah give us the adab of reading Quran Sharif, all the adab, and then see how much more we will benefit. So Allah, that kitab, and then hadith mubarakah. If we read the hadith, then what great benefits of Mubarak, Nurani, words of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which still today are in his words. They are there. And for us as laymen, Fadail Amal is so good in that field. If we read the kitab, Fadail Amal, all the hadith, the ayat, so ayat of the Quran Sharif also, and Fadail, and the hadith that they are. And then again, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Qutb al-Aqtab, recognized as a wali, as a muhaddith of the time by Arabs and non-Arabs, Saudi ulama, who are usually very, very apprehensive. They won't just simply give somebody a position. But they acknowledge Hazrat, and not only the Saudi ulama, but the Saudi government also. That they gave Hazrat citizenship of Saudi, which is almost an impossible, very, very difficult thing. Arab ulama, they took away their citizenship. And for Hazrat Shaykh, they gave him citizenship. And Hazrat, Allah Ta'ala put Hazrat right near Nabi Rauza-e Mubarak of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then that is where he stayed, Ulum-e Shari'iyya, the madrasa, which today is part of the Haram. So close Hazrat was. And then most of his time he spent right by Rauza-e Mubarak. He lived there in his room, one little room, but most of his time he spent right by Rauza-e Mubarak. Such a person, if we read their kitabs, and then again their kitabs, one is the kitabs they wrote also. And besides that, their life story, Sawal-e Hayat, it has got tremendous effect. And it's enjoyable to read it also. Even if a person, we should read it with the niyat of our Islah to please Allah. But really, it is much more enjoyable than our cell phone, than any novel or anything else. And mashallah, all our akabir, anecdotes which come in between, that how they spoke to people, how they treated people, it's so enjoyable. And everyone likes fun and clean fun. And this is really, really enjoyable. And anwarat in there, barakat in there, so much. So if we will read, make it a habit, all of us, mashallah, Allah reward the ulama. They have written the kitabs of our akabir, and then the translations also are available of our great, great akabir. The translations of the kitabs are available. So if we read, if we keep it by our bedside, half a page every night, one page every night, we all just don't go directly into bed, we sit a little bit. So you got the kitab, just read a little bit. And this is the easiest way, guaranteed way of a person's Islah. A sugar-coated pearl. It's nafs, Islah is not easy. Nafs is such a thing, it wants its enjoyment. It wants to do, it wants its laziness, it wants its leisure, it wants all the sins, it wants all the ghibat it enjoys so much. What we read, Allah give Jazai Khair, the form of Hadrat. Hey, but Nazri, the nafs enjoys it. It wants to see all this. And today Allah protect us also. One is Bad Nazri, you make out on the streets and the shops. But today you can be under your blanket and you are doing all terrible Bad Nazri also. So all these nafs likes it. But just by reading this kitab, which is easy, and you come out of it. And in an easy way, otherwise to make this mujahada, and Allah reward our akabir, how they worried of our Islam. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah, besides this also, our Shaykh, Allah reward him, quoted many, many of the prescriptions of Maulana Thani Rahmatullah and other akabir, how to make our Islam. For example, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum also said, one other very easy way of making our Islah is Durood Sharif and Istighfar. Just that is easy. And who doesn't like to read Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif is such an ibadat, and no ikhtilaf also in it. The whole ummah is unanimous on the virtues of Durood. And there are those buzurgan-e-deen who made the complete tarbiyat of the murideen just by reading Durood Sharif. One lady became ba'at to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah many years ago now. In our country, extremely modern, very, very modern, far away from the. She decided she became Deya. Hazrat just prescribed for her 3,000 Durood Sharif a day. She read, and without fail, her whole life changed. Everything changed. So easy, Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, to read the lives of our akabir, their life stories, and to their kitabs. If they've got kitabs like in Tafsir, and a person, if it's translated, like Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah translated into English also, and a person has got that zawq, that desire of Tafsir, somebody has got on Hadith kitabs, on Hadith also, otherwise on their life stories. If we just read every day little, this is inshallah a guaranteed way, and a simple, easy, enjoyable way of our Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq that we read every day a little, and we are all in need of it. If we all will read and keep on reading, and how much we engage in it, it is like sitting in their company. What an honor. And then the more with passion we read, it is like we are more closer to them. And Tanzilur Rahmah in the Zikr Saliheen, where the Saliheen are mentioned, Allah's Rahmat comes on. Fadlan an wujudihim. Though they are not present, but it is like they are present there when you are reading their kitabs. And really, a person, as he keeps on reading, he starts feeling also like that present, as though you were present there at that time. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Then another very pertinent point, which is very relevant to our times, and Allah give us all tawfiq to observe this and to practice upon it. And this is all mudhakarat. Always it's revision. It's nothing new. Everyone knows, and perhaps everyone can make the whole bayan even more better. But it is just to remind us again. So, buzurgs of the past, they had prescribed four things for a person's islah. This all we discussed many times. Qillat ta'am, eat less. Qillat manam, to sleep less. Qillate ikhtilat bil anam, mix less with people, and qillate kalam, and to speak less. So these are four things, and buzurgs of our time, they have said that for this time, qillate kalam is still there, and qillate ikhtilat bil anam, to mix with people is also. But qillate ta'am, now that does not apply in our time, and neither does qillate manam apply. We'll explain that a little bit. And mashallah, our ulama, Allah reward them, how beautifully they have explained everything and put it in its perspective and its place. So the first thing, qillate kalam, to speak less. And that applies now also. But the enemy, shaitan, he works so hard on us that he's made us to speak more and more now. And today, with the cell phone and the smartphone, and he just changed the form of speaking now. Now you speak with your fingers, and you hear with your eyes. You just type in a message, now you have sent a message, you are speaking. And with your eyes you are reading the message. So with that, and the WhatsApp, what is carrying on all the time. So, and really, this was also, we don't understand, that the enemy, they are working on us all the time. And what you are thinking, what your mizaj is, what your nature is, as long as you are quiet. One anecdote that one person came and sat in the dars of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi, elderly person, very, very like waqar, raw, beard, turban and everything, and with great adab. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi was also impressed that there is some great person. So he sat in the dars and is listening, not talking anything. Then one day Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah explained the masala, when the sun sets, you must open your roza. It's iftari time. So that day he asked a question. And he said, what if the sun doesn't set? So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, had you kept quiet, it should have been better. I should still think you are a very great, learned person. But today I saw what a foolish person. It's a normal son must say, it's a normal thing. So when a person speaks, what is it? An insight comes out. And this is the object of getting us to speak. All the promotions which we get happy. This thing is cheap. So many free minutes, so many free calls, so many messages. What they want really is for us to speak. What we are planning, what we are thinking, what is our way of thinking, what have we got in our mind. Hey, when you speak, then it comes out. Till you don't speak, a person doesn't know. So this is one of them. And we are being monitored. Allah is monitoring us. There is no doubt about that. Every person's phone, everything, they've got everything that what this person is saying, what that person, and they've got their computers which are working and detecting. So they know the trend of the people, the mizaj of the people. And on that then, they make their plans how to attack us when they know. Otherwise, they may be having wrong targets, that these people work like this, think like this. But when you speak out, that is when it comes. Hey? And that was also one of the main purposes of our Islamic radio station. Now all our like community things, and the people all talk shows and all that, it gives you the pulse on your finger is on the pulse. And you know that these people, how they say, like commonly it will say, we understand from where you're coming. So it means they know exactly what your mizaj is, how you speak. So this talking, and this is a thing which is really destroying us. And on the phone, the messages which are coming all the time, the signal that is coming, so much so that a person hasn't got time to go through his messages. So much so that a person hasn't got, just to go through, he hasn't got time to read the messages. And then again, with all these messages, one good friend of ours in Jamaat, so he also decided, elderly person also, he said also on one group, but the messages which were coming, he cancelled it all. It's a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. A person puts on a message, today I wore red socks. Now it's going, what has that got to do with any, how many, all stupid, but today, and that tells you what the mentality of the person is, and how they are thinking, and what they are, how frivolous, how low they are, so all this is clearly indicated, and then the plans are made also, and Shaitan's work is to misguide us, to take us away, which he has vowed to do, so then they take us away. So this year is a thing, and this talk also is not for outside people, for us here. When we are so much involved in the affair, and you see the people, a person when he's reading Quran Sharif, then also if there are people talking in the room, etc., his ears are there, open. He's listening everyone what this one is saying, and in between he'll make comments also. And he's reading Quran Sharif also, but with the cell phone, that in himar, that complete engrossment in it, then a person doesn't know anything what is happening around him. He's totally engrossed. So if we want our Islah, then really this is also one field that we have to work, that the less we use the phone for necessity, no problem. I usually tell the students, they all want the smartphone, they can make phone home, free calls, etc. So they say it's cheaper if we use all that and we use the ordinary phone without internet, then one call becomes expensive. One time a Jamaat went to England long ago from India. When they went to England, they found opposite to India that chicken was cheaper than vegetables. Otherwise, normally vegetables are cheaper than chicken. But they found in the UK and today here by us also, chicken now has become more cheaper than, why also? They want us to eat that chicken. But the Amir was a wise person. He told them, no, we will just buy vegetables though it's more expensive. Why? He said, we are here for 40 days, 4 months. In this 40 days, 4 months, if we get used to chicken, when we go back to India, then we also will want chicken. And then whole life we're going to spend on chicken. We're going to pay more money. Yeah, for 40 days, 4 months, we'll pay more for vegetables, but we will have our own habit when we get back to India. Fresh vegetable, not from the deep freeze, mortuary, nothing. Fresh. In India, maybe now too, I don't know, but before, people would come with their baskets standing around by the houses. Twice a day, fresh, from the ground they come and sell to you. And you just buy it from them. You don't even have to go to the shop. They are walking past the houses and calling out what they are selling. So just like that, the students also, I tell them that you use your, not without the internet, you'll pay more. But on the long run, it's going to work out much more cheaper for you. Because on that internet, you are going to go on to other things. And that is going to cause your destruction. And your life will be destroyed with that. And not only that it's going to be more expensive, your whole life will go with that. And Allah make us maaf, but almost every day, what cases come? Just because of this talking too much, and now with the smartphone. And even like that, to talk, today it's like a normal. A person who speaks a lot is a very good person. A person who keeps quiet is bad company. So rather be bad and they leave you out one side, you must be happy that you're not invited here, you're not invited there, you're just on your own. You should be happy. So this is one thing that if we really want our Islam, then talking also less, which is the original, and on the phone also, how much we can cut out all this unnecessary, being on the different groups, etc. Do we really need to be on those groups? We should really check ourselves if we want our Islam. Then, qillat ikhtilat bil ana, mixing with people. Today again on the smartphone you are mixing all the time. You are WhatsApping here, WhatsApping there, every time, all the time you are on the phone. And literally also to be mixing with people all the time. This is unless with good people and for good purposes. Today we know also, wherever we meet, we sit with friends also. If we talk about sports, no problem, everyone. Hey, you talk about politics, you talk about the weather. You talk about forecast of the weather. You talk of the most absurd things and everyone is very interested. A person will be tired also, his eyes will be away. And on the other hand, you just talk about deen and you see it's the complete opposite. A person who is not tired also, his eyes are wide. But the minute you start talking about deen, you see his eyes also start drooping. You can see the expression on his face also. He's not interested. And the Quran has explained this as a very serious condition. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ When Allah is mentioned, then you see that the moods change. They are not interested. And when anything else besides Allah is mentioned, then they are bright. Maulana Musa explained one time that if you want somebody has come to visit you and you feel that he's staying too long now, just start talking about deen. The minute you talk about deen, then he'll look at his watch. I've got an appointment, I have to go here, I have to go there or something. And still if he doesn't move, then you just make tashkil. The minute you make tashkil, he's guaranteed he's going to move now. Then you're going jamaat, there's a jamaat going out and that, then definitely he's going to move. So anyway, so Allah make our mizaj to come right. And to build this deeni mizaj, Allahu Akbar, Quran Sharif, Allah has given us sohbet of the pious people, these kitabs that we read, and there are such kitabs, Quran Sharif is one such kitab, other kitabs, just by keeping it in the house, even not reading, actually that's not the purpose, but just that kitab being present causes the goodness to come also, and great goodness to come. So the kitabs of our akabirin and our aslaf, just the presence of these kitabs in our homes, it's also a very, very, very great thing. So, and so this mixing, Allah Ta'ala make it, and today it has become such a fortunate woman who is that who just stays in her house. But today, no woman is prepared to stay in the house. If you have a wife or woman who stays, who is glued to the house, it's a great, great gift from Allah Ta'ala. That is the place of a woman, and that is where she is supposed to be. So if we stay like that, and man also, one of the du'as of our wudu, Allahumma khfirli zambi wa wassi'li dari, make my house spacious for me. Among the other meanings, let me be just staying in my house. For necessity I go, jamaat namaz, etc. My earning, my livelihood, I go. But otherwise, my house, I don't feel like I'm in a jail in the house. Today, how many men can't stay in the house? Hey, that we are like in a prison if we're in the house. One time, very long ago, one person, young person, Allah make maaf, he got involved somewhere else. And he was he was very agitated when I had to go and see him there at his house. He just like he's in a jail and he wants to break out from here. He just couldn't stay at home. So Allah make it that we find our comfort and solace in the home. So that is the right place. And without necessity for man also, we shouldn't just be leaving the house. For necessity, namaz, etc., to go and earn our rozi, to go and learn ilm, to go in jamaat, tabligh, no problem. But otherwise, unnecessarily, just to be going around, etc., to be sitting on the street corners, etc., today in different forms on the street corners, Allah speaks of it in the Quran Sharif also, sitting on the pavements, sitting on the street corners, that's not our work. So this ikhtilat will anam also, how much we can minimize on that, it's also a guaranteed thing for our tarbiyat and islah. Then as far as food, qillate ta'am. So our first buzur, they should eat very little, and if we can't live like that. It is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his time already, people couldn't eat the type of food of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, people couldn't consume. Many times have changed already. So today we, after 1400-1500 years, where are we going to be able to manage? And the little bit they should eat, Allahu Akbar, how little they should eat. We can't even imagine it, how little. But even in our times, there are those people, mashallah, who I have noticed personally. One was Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh. Hardly he should eat, just a little bit. And presently now, what I've seen many times, our Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Mutara, Damat Barakatuh, very, very little. So those people who practice, this is what I noticed, there must be plenty more, but what I have noticed, these people, they even now, in these times, they eat so little bit, and nothing wrong. And they are friends, our students here. One particular student, yesterday I asked him, every day practically he keeps roza. His theory is a cup of tea, that's all. And he's a young boy and he's learning knowledge. He needs a lot. And then his iftari, he just takes from the kitchen. They eat after asr, so he takes and he eats that little bit after maghrib. And that is all. And he survives and he's doing so much of good work. So these things are possible. But anyway, Allah give us all tawfiq. But our ulama say that today you eat your full, no problem. But in there also, we have to see what we eat. That is very, very important. The quantity also, and what we are eating, that is also very, very important. Maulana Sajjad Normani, today we heard a clip of his bayan in India. It is unbelievable. Or in India, what the conditions are about the takeaways, McDonald's and all that. In that, he said, he's speaking to the youth, it looks like. And he's telling them, I'll speak more harsher today to you. I have to speak like that. And in that he says, you people go on the internet. You know more than us what is happening. He quoted from the internet that in UK, there was human meat that was cooked in McDonald's. Of dead people. They were cooking that meat. And he says it's on the internet. So all this food that we are eating, and especially he says that eating out, what type of food, as far as health is concerned, as far as hygiene is concerned, when we hear the cases, our hair that is found in there, the people who cook, they spit in there, what and what things. And then again, he was explaining in there that there are so many foods that have got things in there, and then chemicals which make you to go towards evil. It bulges in you, and that also is scientifically proven that some people who have got certain types of hormones or genes or whatever else more, then a person goes more towards guna. So these chemicals are put in there so that you go more and more towards sin. And perhaps you will try it out, perhaps you will notice it. You have an ice cream, for example. It's still not satisfied. You're not satisfied. Now you want juice or you want cold drink. You have that, you're still not satisfied. You have a little chocolate you desire. Those things are put that your desire must increase all the time. And then drink water. And then you see you are satisfied. So if you just drank water in the first place also, and compared to water, what is the price of all these other things? And water, pure, clean water you drink, and you get your satisfaction. But unfortunately, we are so misled with all these things. So anyway, this food. So one is the type of food we eat, and then the amount of food that we eat. And if we are eating this other food, today is also a time that, and some ulama are so upset and angry with all other like dini things also. Because every occasion we just want food. It's just like we are living to eat. We just wait for an occasion. Any small function, food. That is the first thing. And then again, how much of food? For every now and then, every little excuse, some dawah there, some dawah there, and then like a braai, and a braai is really so expensive, and no barakat in the braai. And that you can use perhaps 10% of that meat, and you cook a nice meal, and you can feed so many people. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that your neighbors, they are poor, they haven't got food, then put more water in your meat. In other words, make more soup. So it will suffice you, you can send for your neighbors also. But this dry meat that we eat in the braais, etc., there is really no barakat. A person eats so much of it and still he doesn't get full. And you have a nice meal, you get easily full. So that is also very, very important. So all this, that for every occasion, and for dini occasions, hijj khatam, big da'wah. This khatam, big da'wah. Walima, very big da'wah. Wearing, very big da'wah. For everything, we all the time, just eating all the time. So eating, Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, for our times, eat full stomach. But don't eat full eyes. That is, once your stomach is full, you are full. But your eye still wants that one samosa. It still wants that one pie. Though your stomach, you are full. But now you want to eat a little bit more all the time. So we should control on that. And the type of food that we eat. And the environment that we eat in. Maulana Sajjad Nomani quoted one great buzzard. We are nowhere. We nowhere near there. You should only keep a cook who is to cook his food, who all the time used to be making zikr, continuous zikr, then he should only eat that person's food. Otherwise, he should keep his roza and just have milk for his iftari, and he shouldn't eat food until he found a cook that was all the time, actually, when zikr all the time, then all the other ahkamat of deen, everything, namaz, everything was in his life. And today also, Allah give us our woman folk tawfiq that today, that is also another thing. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Musa gave me a kitab of 1969. And in there it's written, that's now how many? 50 years ago. That in that time, that the worker in the house, the helper, she's there to look after the children, she's there to cook, she's there to clean the house, she's there to do everything. So he says the man should just have rather married her. When she's doing everything for him, he should just have rather married her. So today the cooking in the house also, who's doing all the cooking? Who's peeling the potatoes? Who's slicing the onion? Is that? And to so many places, it's completely handed over. And what are then our women doing? One girl who became Hafiza at home, after some time she came and visit again. And then she was talking that she doesn't keep a helper. She does all her work. So a friend came and visit her and asked her that, you don't keep a helper? She said, no, I manage all on my own. And it keeps me nice and busy and it keeps you healthy. And for a woman to do housework, all woman problems, health problems, they get saved from it also. So she said, I manage. She said, no, you must keep a TV. And then, you must keep a maid. So then she said, if I keep a maid, what will I do? She said, you must watch TV then. And so this is the thinking of our people also. So anyway, this ikhtilat bil an, this ta'am, that the way we are eating and the extra and the type of food, it's very, very, and it's very important. One of our students, Allah give him shifa, all make dua also, he's not well at all. So I visited him, asked him that, what you eat? Immediately he told me, my big, big mistake, only junk food. They just can't diagnose what's his problem. They just can't get to the bottom of the problem and he's in pain, Allah give shifa. Mm-hmm. So this food that we are eating is very important. And not today when your older age comes. Then the effect of all this food starts coming out. And if we can look after ourselves now, we'll do a great favor to ourselves, to our budget also. Otherwise, all the money that we save, it just goes into the hospitals afterwards. Allah protect us all. Bimari is from Allah's side, Allah save us all. And then, tillate manam, sleeping also. So our Buzur said, in our time, 6 hours sleep, a person should sleep. But then, mashallah, some of our students also, they sleep much less, only 4 hours. And they manage. And these things, our food and our sleep, is really in the control of a person. How much we try and control it, it can come under control. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah explained that if a person, for example, is in the habit of eating 10 rotis a day, then he should have realizes he is now, he must reduce his weight, he's eating too much. Reduce it by half a roti for a period of about 6 weeks, 40 days, then again another half. Or one roti, how much? Slowly, slowly, then you reduce it. And some people, one person who they studied together in Deoband, after they studied, they all parted and they went their various ways. One was in Delhi, one was somewhere in Madras or somewhere. So the friend was in Madras, he was coming to Delhi for some treatment. So he phoned his friend, informed him, in those days no phone, perhaps by letter. So he told, welcome, you come. When he came, so he started eating, he brought the roti and he put it down. He went and fetched the curry. By the time he brought the curry, the roti was finished. So he went and bring more roti. By the time he brought the roti, the curry was finished. So he went and bring more curry. By the time he brought the curry, roti was finished. 7-8 times. Then his wife asked, what's happening? She said, it's finished, I have to put more. She said, now you don't go, otherwise he'll eat you up. So then he asked him, that for what have you come actually? You said you are coming, but for what? He said, I haven't got an appetite. I'm going to the Hakim so that he can treat me and my appetite can open. So the wife told him, tell him that when he treats you, please, then you're not welcome here anymore. Because if you, now you are eating, so just eating so much like that. So if we are slowly, a person brings it under control. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So these are 4 things also that we should try and control. And the easiest way, more easier than that, just read the kitabs of our Akabir. The Sawani Hayat, the life stories, and the kitabs they have written. And which field you got interest in? Hadith, fiqah, seerat, history, life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all our buzur. If we read about seerat, Maulana Idris Kandelvi, rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab, we will enjoy it thoroughly. And how much won't we benefit life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And if we read it with the family, even better. With the wife and the children, Fadaili Amal has worked miracles over and over. What miracles it has worked, just that 2-3 minutes every day reading and see what it will do. Allah give us all tawfiq to bring this, how our buzurgs have made it easy for us. And if we don't want to do against nafs, that is very hard for us. They make everything so easy. Allah give us tawfiq. Otherwise, we are not living in easy times, and with the shaitan and all this technology, and there is no end to technology. And Dajjal, when he will come, Allah make rahm on us. So now, let us try our best and see how much we can correct ourselves and prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.